is the energy with which Ottawa said goodbye and received the Montreal singer Charlotte Cardin. After the announcement of her tour in May of last year, Cardin has been traveling around North America and Europe, promoting her latest album, 99 Nights. At first, 40 tour dates were posted for the extensive tour, but it was only later that she added Ontario cities to the list, including Ottawa and Toronto. But it seems like the National Capital Region was extra lucky, because she performed in Ottawa in the beginning of February and decided to open a second date for the 22nd. On that chilly night, her show was opened by New West, a Toronto-based band composed of songwriters and instrumentalists that have released tender songs like Balenciaga and Those Eyes, and that filled the audience with enthusiasm as Cardin stepped onto the stage. She opened the show with Looping, where she explores a mental stage of obsession and confusion, of someone who only sees life as black and white. Charlotte Cardin's popularity and success have come steadily and naturally. Her career started as a model when she was 15, but she first showed her musical talent in the singing competition La Voix, where she placed as a top finalist. That same year, in 2013, she was featured in the album of Canadian singer and actor Garou. Garou invited her to make an appearance on one of the sister shows of The Voice. She released her first EP in 2016, but it was Main Girl, her second one, that would get her first Juno Awards nominations. The Juno Awards are presented by the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences to acknowledge musical artists from Canada. They include not only the prize awarding ceremony, but also concerts, a comedy show, and discussions with special guests. After the release of her first album, Phoenix, Cardin made history as the most nominated artist in 2022 and now again in 2024. She has participated in major festivals like Lollapalooza and Oceaga. And from the moment she was in front of us, I instantly grasped why. And I knew that even if I wasn't in one of those massive venues, I was still witnessing something incredible. She performed songs from Phoenix and Main Girl, and in that mix of new and old songs, you could tell her music and style had evolved. She moved across the stage with confidence, prompting us to sing along, and dancing when beats like Dirty Dirty came on. And with more whimsical songs like Anyone Who Loves Me, she had us move to the core. If there was one song that brought the arena together, however, that has to be Confetti. As the sultry pop beat started, so did the screams. Suddenly everyone was standing up, forgetting their winter clothes and drinks. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. And I found myself singing and dancing alongside the crowd, absorbing a contagious energy that made me think, wow, this is what a concert is supposed to be like. This was the first song Cardin had released as a single before 99 Nights came out, marking her return to the musical stage after nearly 2 years since the release of Phoenix. In this ode to introverts, as the artist described it in a press release, she explores the feelings of inadequacy, of a standoffishness that she has felt at every party she's gone to. Her lyrics express inner monologues and contradictions, an irrational fear of one's death going unnoticed by confetti. Although this uncomfortable experience is shared by many people, it still remains a show of vulnerability from Cardin. Something which I think is deeply characteristic of her music, transforming into art that which we have all experienced but dare not to say. Through 12 songs, Cardin was able to expand her musical feel without the pressure that comes with a musician's first album. 99 Nights is the result of a close knit of friends wanting to make good music and to capture the present moments. In a way, this concert felt like one continuous intimate conversation with her, just that instead of filling the time with speeches, she let the music speak for herself. It was after Confetti 2 that the lights went out and everyone stayed still, hoping that the concert wasn't over yet.
We have a couple more for you.
But she came back, and during the very last three songs, she had the crowd's emotion going haywire. One moment we're shouting Feel Good and Main Girl, and the next one we were touched by Next to You, especially after Cardin's introduction of the song.
Et nous reste une chanson à vous faire, au piano cette fois-ci. Je voulais vous finir pour qu'on soit un petit peu entre nous, comme ça, sur un moment un peu plus doux, un peu plus intime. Et j'avais envie de finir sur la chanson qui est certainement la chanson la plus personnelle de l'album. It's a song that I wrote with my dear friend Patrick Watson. And writing music with him was a dream come true. And we wrote the song in his studio in Montreal, and it took us about 9 months to write the song. It was a really, really long process. And so I keep this whole chapter of my life, this song, that moment with Patrick, very, very close to my heart. Thank you for the lovely evening. This was really, really special. Next to you.
She played the piano and was joined by a group of violinists. Together, they truly elevated the great finale, honing the past hour and a half and highlighting the ballad's message of sometimes letting things go.
Maybe it's the fact that I can't go back now. Maybe it's the river